Hi guys, so this is Molly, and the point of this audio is to not get my boss, former boss, into trouble. It's to accept culpability. It's to accept my part in his infidelity. And that should he get in trouble for what I did, it would be the worst. I seduced my boss. I knew he liked Reddit. I knew he liked GWA. And I made an account that I knew he would recognize the name as me. And I made content about him, naming him specifically by name. I used things that I knew were his kinks, because I was really close friends with several of the guys in the office that were just like bros with him, and they would talk to the girls in the office about the kind of stuff they would bro about in private with the boss, and so I kind of knew already what his kinks were, things that made him hot. And I used them. I manipulated him. I admit that. I manipulated that entire situation. I knew exactly what I was doing. I felt like a real sham, because you guys all think I'm like this nice, sweet girl, and I have been having sex with my married boss. Good girls don't do that. And I can make naughty, dirty audios, but I could still be a good girl. What I did wasn't good. There was nothing good about that. And I'm so ashamed of myself. I'm ashamed. It's been weighing heavy on me. And it got worse still. The guilt of being the other woman really started to weigh down hard when my boss started getting really attached. I could tell he started falling in love with me, and I wasn't ready for that. I was not prepared. I didn't want him to fall in love with me. I just wanted him to fuck me. I just wanted him to hit me and spank me and pull my hair and call me names and play rape me sometimes. At no point did I ever conceive that I feel so guilty that I got a married man to fall in love with me. I told him I didn't want him to love me, and he said, "You call me master. You know, that means something." And I caught him in my phone at one point, looking through my messages. He's demanded the passwords to all of my social media, and when I refused, he got irate. I just don't know what to do. I feel like I just threw away my entire career. I just threw away my entire career over subpar cock. I'm a fucking idiot. You know what that means though, guys? Now that I'm broke, now that I'm without a job, now that I'm... Oh my god, what am I gonna... You know what it means? I have to focus completely on, you know, holding my head above water. You know, Daddy says I don't have to work if I don't want to work. and that, you know, he does fine with the bills, but I don't want to lose our extra income. That extra income is what pays for my equipment, my recording equipment, when, you know, something happens. It's bad enough I just lost my computer. And everything. And then before that, my phone had all my Foley stuff on it. And then before that, my microphone. I'm not going to be able to afford to replace my computer for a while. And now that I've lost my job, a while just became like forever and a day. So yeah, I'm really heartbroken. I'm heartbroken because being a slut cost me so much. And now if something happens to my phone or my microphone, I won't be able to record anymore. Like, at all. I'll have to wait until my boyfriend buys me the equipment that I need. And that could take like a week to 2 weeks. And then not even counting the shipping. Because I'm very fussy about my mic. I'm very fussy about what type I want. Ugh. So, to compensate for my lack of income, I've started a Patreon. Patreon.com/MollyMolotov666. I guess this makes me go from slut to whore. But I really like recording, and, you know, if I have to do rewards to convince you guys to help me keep recording until I get a job, I'll do what it takes. I don't want to stop recording. And I feel like that might really happen. I might have to stop recording if my phone breaks or something happens. It's unforeseen, as a robbery or something. I'm left at a severe disadvantage, guys. Severe disadvantage, guys. I've been drinking. It's customary. One is supposed to drink when they lose their job. You can tell I'm starting to slur. You know, my confidence is shot. I just don't feel sexy. I don't feel beautiful. I feel crappy. I feel poopy. I feel ugly. I feel unwanted. Because Roger really let me have it today. He really made me feel bad about myself. He told me exactly what he thought of me. And I think he was right about a lot of it. So I'm gonna do what I always do when I'm sad. When I feel myself on the verge of a panic attack. Whenever I feel myself on the verge of an anxiety fit. I touch myself. I remind myself that I am beautiful and that my body deserves to feel good. Nobody gets to tell me that I'm unworthy, because I don't have to feel bad. I don't have to hurt. I just want to feel good. Oh, I just want to feel good. Give me 1 second. I'm gonna, like, take a drink of my beverage. Give me a second. My mouth's starting to get dry. And I was trying to lick my finger to, you know, help a little, and had no spit. I have dry mouth. There we go. Now I got spit. Yeah, I'm getting myself nice and wet. It's just, I'm so depressed right now. He told me how terrible I am at everything. I'm ugly and unlovable, but he just said he loved me moments before, and if I was so unwantable, then why does he beg so much to keep me? Everything he said was just the result of a bruised ego. I'll be okay. Yeah. Oh, my body deserves this. My body deserves pleasure, deserves to feel good. It's possible to make mistakes and still be a good person. I just have to learn to do better. I don't have to be angry, and I don't have to be scared right now, because I have you. I know that sounds crazy, but I have my big, strong man in the room next to me right now, and I've got you listening to me. That's all I need. That's all I need to feel safe. My man to protect me from pain, and you to enjoy the ones that you can't protect me from. Make it less painful just by touching yourself to it. Oh, oh. My pain hurts less when I know you're listening. listening to me whine. I feel less alone when I know you're listening. I get so sad sometimes. I get so fucking lonely. But I have you. I have you, and you make everything all right. Good night. I love you. I really do.